the world,
Palestinians,
Russia,
Iran,
China,
Israel, Hamas war,
affects us at home,
higher tariffs,
illegal alien sex offenders,
buying up U.S. farmland.
Get news every half hour.
Breaking news at once.
The sky gets it right.
News Talk 97.3.
The Sky.
Special guest in the studio, Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek. Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. I rode the Trump train all the way in, but I had to get off in Alachua.
Hey, man, I know you had to be one of the people that was celebrating this huge victory, and you were just telling me you were hanging out with Stan the Man McLean and his son.
The new senator for Marion County. Oh, man, it's so excited for him and for Matt. Those guys, the McLeans, are just phenomenal men, great family, and just great to celebrate with them watching the Trump train roll in.
Right on. Hey, speaking of great local folks, I understand that the passing of John R. Hunt hit some folks pretty hard because he was really involved in the community.
He was. I mean, he was a banker for so long, CEO, just a great guy in the community. But it was really interesting because John was passionate about pickleball. And he told me about pickleball before I even knew what pickleball
was. Before it
was
cool.
Yeah, before it was even cool, right? And he's like, Commissioner, we got to build some courts. We got to do this. We got to do that. And I'm like, man, John, I don't know. What is this pickleball thing? So he took me around, showed me what was going on. After a little while, we put together some funding. And actually, our first courts were born because of John at Cohadjo Park. And so today, after his passing, actually on Tuesday, the board dedicated those courts to him in the naming of the John R. Hunt.
Oh, thank you. Now we can call it
pickleball.
Hunt. Oh, now we can call it Hunt Park.
Right.
That's so much easier.
Than Cohadjo?
Cohadjo, it's like, am I going to be attacked by dogs if I go there? I'm not sure. Anyway, yes, rest in peace, John Hunt. Your legacy will live on. This guy was Mr. Everybody, man, from outdoor stuff to like spearfishing and lobstering to the pickleball thing. But he was in the Rotary Club. He was in the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, he really was one of those people that he touched a lot of lives for the better.
Well, and you know, all through his career and his life, he cared about our community, making it better. And those are the kind of guys you just love to celebrate. And so we're so excited to call and name those courts and leave that lasting legacy
for
him.
It's the right thing to do. Hey, bring the Harvest Home is back. This is something that's been very successful.
Yeah, Bring the Harvest Home is a great way for us to help those in our community, especially during this time of the holidays as they're approaching. The effort to collect canned food and toiletry donations will culminate Friday, December 6th from 7 to 1 on the downtown square. But from now till then, you can drop off your goods at any one of the Marion County Sheriff's offices, the firefighter offices, the libraries, or any other government facility, tax collector, and we can continue to make this food drive something that can impacts our community more and more.
And you want more information, you've got a Facebook page, facebook.com/Marion County, Florida. You can find the information from there. That is great. Now,
yes,
you guys are bringing in the harvest in terms of tax revenue. You greedy tax and spenders, you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you are...
renewal.
Marion County's been very good stewards of the tax money that has come in through the sales tax specifically. And the voters decided that, yeah, you're right, the renewal... They said they gave it the okay. So how long will that go for? And what? Give me a couple of specifics of what's going to be purchased with that money.
Absolutely. So here's a few things. First of all, you and I have talked about the sales tax and how Marion County uses it. And I always want to make sure that the voters know that not only have we been spending that money wisely to bring infrastructure projects and support our first responders, because this is about safety and this is about infrastructure. Those two things are what this sales tax renewal is. It is a 20-year renewal. It gained 62.37% of the vote with over 126,000 people voting for the sales tax renewal. I think all that comes because, as you and I have discussed and debated on the show, is that, here, we told you what we're going to do. We did it,
right?
And people have seen results in the community of a faithful commission. And I really believe that that's something that we've been able to do for our sheriff, for our fire department, and for our roads department to make sure. And listen, people want better roads and better transportation. What this does is leverage, instead of a 4-year renewal, right? It leverages 20 years. And what that allows us to do in road projects is actually go out, plan, and fund bond transportation products today so we can get started instead of having to wait 15 years to actually get through the planning process to build something. That's taking so long.
And the cost only go up the longer the timetable is.
Yeah, we
know
that.
It makes sense. And everybody shares in the cost because it's a sales tax, not a property tax. And
so more than 30% of that, to your point, Bob, will be paid for by those coming through our community.
What percentage?
30%. Over 30%.
Yeah. See, that's
huge. Why it's so much more fair.
Could we say something along the lines of promises made, promises kept?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Along those lines.
Could catch
exactly.
On.
Thank
catch
you very on. Much, okay. Everybody.
And our community even supported the school tax to build new schools because of the growth that's happening to Marion County. And listen, unfortunately, most of our schools on campuses are not new. Right. They're 50 plus years old in some cases and in quite frankly, a lot of cases, and they need remodeling. And so our that one is for, I think, 10 years and a shorter time frame. But just to build the wings, build the capital and take care of the folks in the school system. I think both of these things will really help our community leverage that. And like I told you, I think last time I was on your show, we talked about, listen, this is the first time that when you go out on the highway and our people are responding to an incident on I-75 is a great example, right? Mm-hmm. They're responding to that event. It's the first time that people that have gone through I-75 that don't live in our community are actually helping pay for that, because otherwise the property tax folks, and that's not everybody pays taxes, right? But we're just talking about the property tax would be the only thing funding that first response.
You don't have to sell it to me.
Yeah.
So I'm with you.
It's been great, and I just wanted to let people know we're going to continue to have that website. We're going to continue to build that process. We have citizen community, so if you're interested on how our roads are going to work, how they're going to be developed, how they're going to be funded, please, you know, send me a message, call my office. If you're interested in being part of that planning process for the next 20 years, let me know.
Before we go, and we're running out of time,
yes,
Marion
sir.
County has shown their love for the veterans, and this is your Veteran Appreciation Month in Marion County, and Veterans Day is coming up the 11th, but the Sunday before, there's a special event. You want to tell everybody about that?
Yeah, so on the 5th, or some Sunday at 5, we're going to be unveiling the family statue or monument at our Veterans Park, and it's going to be such an incredible opportunity. We're also Sunday, November 10th at 6:30. We have the Veterans Light Up the Stars concert at the Ocala Veterans Park. At 5, just before the event, we have a special unveiling of the Veterans Family Monument. This is a picture of the soldier coming home and being greeted by his family.
Yep.
And it's an incredible opportunity. Also on Veterans Day at 11, our school system will put on a program to honor the veterans and all they've done for us.
Yeah, and you, that's a great relationship. Veterans love Marion County and vice versa, and you've shown it. And that is going to be a great event, the unveiling at 5. And then afterwards, there's going to be, kind of a special, what is it, something about the stars?
Yes, sir, it's the concert.
Yes.
So the Veterans Light Up the Stars
Light
concert.
Up the Stars, that's it.
Yeah.
Hey, way to go. Carl? Congratulations on so many great things, and we'll continue to be happy with most of the outcome of this
We're so
election.
Excited. As Trump makes America again, we're going to make Marion County even better.
Wow. Okay. You heard it here first. Have a great one, Carl.
Thank you, my friend.